Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. We have worked our way up to episode 96, and this time around, we've got the scuttlebutt on the Galveston Arts Center from Dennis Nance. Mike Dudas will have that here for us momentarily. The Galveston Experience Podcast is produced by RadioGalveston.com, located inside the Galveston Experience Company there at 15th and Seawall. Now, when we first started this, we spent a lot of time talking about what's going on around the weekend and in the upcoming weeks, But since the advent of our digital island guide, we don't need to do that anymore. In fact, you'll find that calendar shared on the Galveston Experience Company website, RadioGalveston.com, and on the Galveston.VIP app, which you can download from the Apple or the Google App Stores. Just search Galveston and it'll pop right up. Hard to believe we are already in August, and since arts is our theme today with the Galveston Arts Center, a lot of music is actually still being performed around town, and we've updated the music calendar. You can check that out on the Island Events page at RadioGalveston.com. And don't forget, if your organization has an event coming up, just click on the Submit an Event button on the Island Events page at RadioGalveston.com. A couple of things we did want to mention. The Galveston Elks Lodge Fish Dinner is Wednesday, August 5th at 1518 23rd Street. They'll be doing curbside delivery only. And for all the details, again, you can just click on the event there on the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com. And on Thursdays through August 27th, if you've never been to the Moody Mansion and you're 60 years or older, there is a free senior hours happening from 8:30 to 10 Thursdays at the Moody Mansion there at 27th and Broadway. Again, we've got the details on our Island Events page, RadioGalveston.com. But it's time for the scuttlebutt on the Galveston Arts Center.
I am Mike Dudas, and my very special guest on this edition of the podcast via the phone is Dennis Nance, who's going to give us all the scuttlebutt on the Galveston Arts Center.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us all about the Galveston Arts Center.
So the Galveston Arts Center is a nonprofit museum gallery on the Strand in downtown Galveston. We're actually approaching our 50-year anniversary coming up in 2021. The organization actually started as the Center on the Strand way back in 1971. But has been its own independent nonprofit since 1986. Our mission is to highlight the work of artists being made around the state of Texas and the Gulf Coast. We do pull in artists from up and down the coast from time to time. So that's part of our mission. Exhibitions, those correspond with one of our largest programs, which is Art Walk, which takes place every 6 or 7 weeks in downtown Galveston. We work with local galleries and businesses to feature artwork and have, in normal times, gatherings and invite people to come out to Galveston, look and learn about art, meet artists. Yeah, so it's a really great highlight of work being made in Galveston and around the state during Art Walk. In addition to our exhibitions, GAP has a huge exhibition or education program. Our Director of Education, Raina Kulura, leads numerous programs, including classes for children and adults throughout the year, as well as our Art for All program, which is our outreach program, where we go to 7 health and human service sites throughout Galveston and Galveston County, and we hire artist educators to offer education programs, activities for spaces such as Ronald McDonald House, RCC. The list goes on and on. We actually have a lot of great info on our site, but that's one of our, I think, most special programs because it allows us to provide arts programming for individuals who sometimes are at a hard spot in their life, and that education, learning about art, has kind of a healing potential. So we have actually 3 galleries in our building that's located at 2127 Strand. Currently, we rotate those shows alternating between the first floor and the second floor. So shows will stay up for about 2 to 3 months, so there's a chance for visitors to always catch something new when they come down, learn about the artwork, kind of experiencing something different.
You mentioned the Art Walk, and I know that's wildly popular. So the Galveston Arts Center, you're the official sponsor or organizer of the Art Walk?
Yes, that's correct. We have organized Art Walks for, gosh, close to 30 years, and it's kind of a model that you'll see throughout Texas and the U.S., actually, and I think GAC was one of the early adopters of that type of program. Essentially, it's a way to drive people to Galveston. I think, you know, during the year, like summertime, we have lots of traffic, and fall, we have lots of festivals, but this is a regular occurring event as a way to encourage people to come down, see art, eat in our restaurants, drink in the bars, experience Galveston in a different way. The event is free for visitors to wander the strands. You know, we actually at GAC, our exhibitions are always free. You can wander in anytime, but on that night, usually we have the artist is present to talk about their work. You can meet with them. To me, that's always been really special about working in nonprofit art spaces is like GAC, is that you can actually see the work of living artists, meet with them. It's a different experience than going to like a large museum that has historic works. We're looking at artists living today.
And if a business or individual wants to show off their artwork or just be a part of the art walk, how do they do that?
You can actually reach out to us and sign up. During the normal art walk cycle, we produce a map that's available to visitors. We also have sponsors of the event, so if businesses want to underwrite it and have their logo and their name featured, we put that their information on the brochure. Currently, during COVID times, we've had to suspend art walk gatherings for everyone's safety, so we're in the interim producing a gallery guide. So since people are kind of coming at their own pace, we have a guide now available for visitors to where they can wander through downtown, visit these spaces, and see the work they do.
Maybe, have you thought about potentially doing a virtual art walk?
Well, we actually back in April, we partnered with the Park Board, CVB, and they did a virtual art walk where they produced video walking through different spaces to see kind of the general feel of what it would be like walking down the Strand or post office and visiting these spaces. Currently, the virtual programming, it's kind of, we're still learning how to do this. It's been interesting. What we've done specifically for GAC on our exhibition side is on each exhibition's page on the website, we've added individual images of the artwork. We have videos of artist talks. I've done a couple of walkthroughs talking about the show. So kind of each space has sort of a different approach, I think, to virtual like programming. And I know many with the smaller businesses, it's harder to do that. So it was really great for us to be able to partner with the city, like partner with the Park Board, and partner with the CVB to produce some content that shows Galveston in general. I think we all kind of have a different mission. Our spaces sort of provide and feature different artwork, so everyone kind of has a different approach. I know many of the galleries that participate in Art Walk are commercial spaces that sell work, so some have actually developed online stores. The majority of them actually seem to be open now, some with modified hours, so you can still go in and visit. This past Art Walk in July, on July 11th, some just had extended hours where people could come in, so we're not currently pulling out the wine and serving snacks or things, but we're just creating a space where people can come and see the work in the meantime. But we do look forward to eventually being able to gather again, because it's a really fun night and a way for people to gather when it's safe.
I know Art Walk obviously is one of the marquee programs at the Galveston Arts Center. What would you say some of your other big marquee go-to programs are at the Arts Center?
Well, I like to talk a lot about the exhibitions because that's my role there. I feel that the Galveston Arts Center actually, in its history, has developed a really strong reputation statewide. People kind of pay attention to the artists that we're showing, which is a great way to drive visitors to the islands. And I think it's great to see the attention that the organization as well as those artists are receiving beyond the island. I think I'd mentioned Art for All, which is part of our education program. I think that's one of our really special programs that allows us to, one, employ working artists, but also engage with individuals who, you know, might not necessarily be able to make it into a physical space to see the show. They're offering all types of activities to gosh, I can even tell, I can give you a whole list of the different sites that we reach. But yeah, I think right now we've actually adapted those programs pretty quickly to be able to offer them virtually. We actually have a few of our educators producing videos that we share with those sites, making kits that can be taken away and provided so we don't have to have the contact. So yeah, that I think is a really great marquee program, Art for All. It's a little less visible because it's something that we leave the gallery and go into spaces. Currently an exciting plan a project that we're involved in that's just sort of started over the past year is a city cultural plan. Joshua Ojeda is currently working with GAC, the Park Board, and several partner organizations to develop a cultural plan for the city to where we can start to look at all art sectors and how to make the city kind of highlight the vibrancy of a space like, you know, all of the arts centers. We have the Grand, you've got all of the mini galleries, you've got dance, you've got music. So it's exciting to see how that will develop in the coming year.
Art exhibition wise, either past or present, which one specifically have you been the most proud of?
Oh, geez, so many. I'm coming up on my 4-year sort of tenure at the Art Center as their curator. Actually, I came in September 2016 following Clint Willauer, who actually was the curator for 25 years at the Art Center. And gosh, I feel like there's so many that I could highlight. And over the past couple of months, I've done some work to get better documentation of them on our website. But I think I'm really interested in shows that talk about locally specific topics. I think those have been really special. I think art is, as someone's told me this before, it's like art is an expression of culture, but at the same time is also this very great platform to talk about different subjects that can be timely, can be specific to a location. So looking at artists that are talking about the environment, that are talking about social issues, they're even just talking about the geography of a space as unique as Galveston. I think those have been exciting. I did a couple of shows early in my time there that were artists that were kind of looking at the environment. It was soon after I started, Calder Kamen out of Austin, I invited to bring her works made out of plastic bags, where she twisted and crimped them into animal forms. And she talked a lot about plastic waste. And we timed that right around the time that the conversation about single-use plastic bags in Galveston was being discussed. So it was nice to sort of bring an artist in that was talking about a topic that reached beyond just the walls of the center. That first year, too, I worked with two artists, Tierney Malone and Robert Hodge. Robert Hodge had produced an album around Juneteenth. And as visual artists as well, I invited them to do sort of a visual representation of that album. So looking at Galveston as a unique space where Juneteenth actually started, it was nice to have that early on in the programming. Gosh, there's so many. I think like it's exciting to see the diversity of work that artists make. It doesn't always have to be paintings on a wall. I love it when an artist can come in and do something site-specific. Right now we have on view Sochi Solis. She's an artist out of Austin. It's just going to be up till mid-August, but she's really well known for her collage work. But she actually was able to come to GAC and create these really two large site-specific wall pieces so we could have the artist in the gallery making a work that will really only exist in our space. That for me has been unique to nonprofit spaces is we rely on donations from individuals, grants, foundations. It's less about selling the work. So it's nice to offer an artist a space to sort of work out an idea first and think less about the product. So we've had several sort of site-specific installations. A year or two ago, I had Lena Dib do a video installation. It was an interactive video of the shores of Galveston and the waves crashing, and as visitors approached the screen or the projection, the waves would slow down, the colors would sort of desaturate from the video, and you could actually makes the waves stop. So she was talking a bit about the environment and the encroaching sort of sea level. So many. And I would encourage people to check out our website. We do have a pretty extensive exhibition history there where you can see the work, see installations, videos. Yes.
Tell our listeners how they can obtain further information about the Galveston Arts Center.
Yes, so if you want to check us out online, you can go to galvestonartcenter.org. We have information there on our class offerings, our exhibitions, on Art Walk. You can also sign up to become a member. Our members actually make what we do possible. You can join for around $50 to however much you can afford. And those really just go towards making our programs free and possible to the public.
I'd like to thank Dennis Nance for being my guest and giving us all the scuttlebutt on the Galveston Arts Center. If you'd like to have your organization featured on a future podcast, contact us here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Dennis, for sharing your time with us. A lot of great programs out at the Galveston Arts Center, so definitely stop by and check them out in a very historic building there on the Strand. We're a big supporter of nonprofits at the Galveston Experience Company, so if you're involved in a nonprofit or you know of somebody who's with a nonprofit that is having some kind of a fundraiser, get in touch with us at galvestonexperience.com so we can support your fundraising efforts. We're the people that have those cool-looking Woody buses running around town doing the historic tours, hurricane tours, and the very popular ghost bus tours all around town. And in fact, a little sneak preview, with social distancing being important, we're going to be rolling out a self-guided ghost hunt that will be featured on the Galveston Digital Guide, which is at galveston.vip, so check that out. On the next episode, Mike Dudas will be getting the scuttlebutt from Sheena Pearson on the Gulf Coast Epilepsy Alliance. And if you know somebody who'd be a good guest for a future Galveston Experience podcast, get a hold of us at galvestonexperience.com or stop by and visit us. We're at 15th and Seawall, a pretty cool spot we've got there. And it's also the home to RadioGalveston.com. So hopefully we'll see you on the Seawall down at the Galveston Arts Center. Or if nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience podcast.